Theft of farm tools and equipment on the rise. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, more and more farmers are waking up in the morning to find equipment and tools have been stolen. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
If you go online and look up farm equipment thefts and search for that, you can see that it's becoming a big problem. We are hearing more reports on the media about it.
For the last probably 18 months, we've had an increase in thefts.
That's Extension Agent Kenny Perry. He's in Graves County, Kentucky, but that statement pretty much covers the nation. Farm thefts on the upswing.
Primarily attributable, I think, to the increase in price of scrap, the general downturn in the economy.
And in some places, Perry says farm equipment is easy pickings.
Rural landowners, homeowners tend to be fairly trusting folks, and so a lot of times they leave shops, homes unlocked.
Bad idea, says Perry. His advice, lock everything up. Tractor cabs, shops, tool cases, close and lock farm gates if that's practical.
Anything that you can do to slow a thief down is going to help.
And he says don't leave tractors and other mobile equipment overnight near the road in sight there. Get them out of sight. However, now farmers don't just have to worry about nighttime thievery.
Thieves are actually becoming more brazen, it seems like, all the time. And we're actually having more articles that are stolen during broad daylight because they know the farmer is away from his shop. Or they know that if there's somebody that works outside the home, that they're out working their public job or something, so there's nobody going to be around.
Getting neighbors to look out for each other, that's a great idea, too. And in some areas where thievery is rampant, and for some farms, Kenny Perry says security lights and cameras probably would be worth the investment. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.